The study found that high-capacity wells from agriculture impacted the Little Plover River, portions of which have dried up in recent years. One of the lead researchers, geologist Ken Bradbury, says he sees a path forward.
It will take a reduction in pumping or a reduction in water use. Now, that can be done by fewer wells or moving wells to different places or perhaps even different crops.
Democratic Assemblywoman Katrina Shanklin of Stevens Point says a balance has to be found between agriculture and recreation.
So we need to protect agriculture and allow it to grow. At the same time, we also need to make sure that individual water users are protected, and we need to recognize that tourism and recreation are a huge part of the state's economy.
More than 300 people turned out for the presentation, including Town of Saratoga homeowner Helen Donahue, who worries about the impact of a proposed mega dairy on her well water.
The home value goes down, the water quantity and quality goes down. We've already seen nitrate levels increase in our township.
The study was commissioned by the DNR. Glenn Mobrig, Wisconsin Public Radio News.